this young season. Watertown with a record of 4-2. The two losses, though, are the defending state champions, Harrisburg from South Dakota, Marshall from Minnesota. They have had a very strong schedule here to open up the season. It will be a stiff test for our undefeated Huron Tigers. Tigers going 4-0 in the Huron Invitational a week and a half ago. Watertown went 3-1 with the loss to Harrisburg. Then a pair of grueling five-set wins for Huron last Tuesday, a week ago at Mitchell, and then this past Thursday here at home against Aberdeen. Coach Cheyenne Ulmer said this is a big test, and she was actually talking about Watertown coming in before we started playing the two matches last week. Said Watertown is good, they're going to be good, and that's going to be a very stiff test for the girls. Watertown has a lot of returning players, and they took their lumps some when they were young, and now they're all seniors and juniors and looking for a great matchup. Rosemary Bellum is back as head coach of the Arrows, and of course, Tyann Ulmer, head coach of our Huron Tigers. We'll hear from both coaches next after this timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Being set for our ESD volleyball matchup tonight, Huron Tigers hosting the Watertown Arrows. Rosemary Bellum comes in with a 4-2 record for her Arrow team, ranked number 4 in the brand new media poll that just came out. And Coach, talk about that 4-2 start. I know you have a lot of girls back, and you're expecting things this year.
We are. We have a lot of experience with 8 seniors, and we've got 6 juniors, and we just have several girls that have had lots of experience, you know, over the last couple of years. We have Tisher and Hauger, who have played with the varsity. We've got Miranda Falconer, Addie Johnston, Emery Thurry. So they all have experience from last year, and last year they were really, you know, more newbies. But we started off, you know, at the Huron tournament. We had our first game postponed with a heat in Watertown against Pierre, but we started right off the bat with the Harrisburg, and, you know, we did pretty well. We stuck with them, but they got us in two, came back and won our next three matches, and then our first home match was against Marshall, and, you know, they're defending state champions over in their own state, and they're very good. We played well, but we didn't end up with the win. And then we went on the road against Brookings, and, you know, the first set, Brookings played really well, but we came back and we took the next three from them, so we're 4-2.
And tell us about this team. You mentioned a lot of seniors, and you're tall, but not overly tall, but just a good mix.
Yeah, we, you know, we don't have, you know, like a 6'1 or 6'2, but we definitely have some taller girls in that 5'11 range. We got some girls that have some good verticals, so they play the net really well. You know, I do have, like I said, 8 returning seniors. 4 or 5 of them actually got some regular experience last year on the varsity, and then 2 juniors that got to be in the year before. So they come with that experience about how fast a varsity team has to play, where they need to be, and they're all quite coachable girls.
And when things are going well, what's working for Watertown?
The big thing with what's working for us is our back row is just they're on. They know where that ball's coming. They get to the corners. We protect our middle really well, and they're constantly communicating with hitters of where they should try and hit the ball. If things get off, I mean, you know, it's just that overrunning. We just feel flustered and out of sync.
Now, you come into Huron tonight, and Huron, there's a lot of things to learn about Huron. They have one known quantity in Hampton Hines. After that, most of the girls really are getting their first taste of varsity, but yet, here they are, 6-0.
Yeah, they're, you know, we've watched a couple of, some scout film on them. Yeah, the name that I, definitely know is Hines, and just watching their hitters and where they hit, and so they're playing, looks like they're playing pretty well as a team. They've got some good chemistry, and so we just need to find holes and attack their back row and serve them difficult.
And wrap it up with this. You know, we're just past Labor Day now. You're still learning about your team and obviously learning where everybody else is, too.
We are. I mean, it's early in the season. We still have a lot of games ahead of us. So it's just, really in this month of September, you're trying new things, trying to make things work before you start to solidify what it looks like in October and postseason.
Rosemary Bellum, head coach of Watertown. This is Dakota Sports.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, still good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! On our Huron Tiger moment, the 2023 Huron High School Hall of Fame class. Going into this year's Hall of Fame as athletes, Kim Puterbaugh-Herman and the late Josh Trandall. As a coach, Dan McCarty. Contributor, Clyde Dillman. And the Hall of Fame team, the 1973 state champion boys basketball team. The Hall of Fame banquet and induction will take place on homecoming weekend. The induction is Saturday, September 16th at the Huron Arena at 5 o'clock.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We're back in our pregame report talking with Ty Omer, head coach of the Huron Tigers, getting set for this volleyball matchup with the Watertown Arrows. Huron comes in 6-0, and coach, was probably a nice weekend. One, you rallied to win two five-set matches last week, then everybody got a little time off, so now back to the schedule.
It is back to the schedule, and I'm hoping fair legs are out of us at this point.
Let's talk about that first six games. Of course, four in the tournament, then two, as I said, you went five sets total. Girls hopefully learned a lot about themselves. You know, girls just hadn't been in that situation.
No, and I'm surprised that they can pull through after everything with their legs, too. So now, hopefully, we can just compete tonight and see what we can bring.
And the thing is, offensively, everybody gets in on the attacks. There's not just one girl we're going to, and that's what keeps the other team guessing.
Right. We talked about just spreading the ball, and then who's going to be that person that can put the ball away.
Now, Hampton Hines, just keep coming back to her. She's kind of got to hold the thing together, but really, you just got to like the way, she runs the offense and everything flows through her.
Yep, we rely on her a lot, so if everything's falling apart, we got to look at her first and see what we can do and see what she can do offensively as well.
Now, the Watertown Arrows, they're kind of the opposite of us. I think 8-9 seniors back. Most of them played last year, a couple of juniors as well. And you were kind of talking about this all the way back to last week before Mitchell. Watertown's going to be a big test.
Yep, they're going to be a challenge. Hard hitters and everything like that. So hopefully that they are prepared for that and just making them work, right? We just got to compete at that point.
And they have a little hype, but I know Coach Bellum just said she feels the strength is her back row, something that Huron's always been able to do.
Yep, we're prepared to serve as hard as we can and be aggressive with that.
And overall, you're sitting here 6-0, still a long season to go, but so far so good.
Yep, so far so good, so hopefully we can keep going on that.
Diane Omer, head coach of Huron, take this time out on Dakota Sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness.
Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You can work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Karen Cass, I am a sophomore, I'm number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Figgledor, junior, right side hitter, number two. Deja Claggett, senior, outside hitter, number three. Jensen Gergen, four, sophomore, setter. Samantha Ming-Wardith, junior, number five, middle hitter. Ireland Henrich, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Shuhart, senior, number seven, DS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Pay Severin, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter. Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS. Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter. Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter. Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter. Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
She's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening from the Huron Arena, getting set for high school volleyball. Huron Tigers, Watertown Arrows to battle here very shortly. It is 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. KIJV, AFFM Huron, and KWAT in Watertown. Take a timeout, 1 minute, then back with the lineups. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Hop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And back at the Huron Arena, it is the Watertown Arrows and the Huron Tigers. Like to welcome our listeners on KWAT, KWAT in Watertown to join us for the play-by-play. I'm Jeff Duffy, as we'll get you going here. Here's the girls we expect to see on the floor for the Watertown Arrows. Record of 4-2, head coach Rosemary Bellum, Addie Johnston, a 5'5 senior defensive specialist, Natalie Pearson, a 5'5 junior defensive specialist, Emery Thurry, 5'8 junior outside, Eve Hauger, a 5'10 senior right side, Emily Tischer, a 5'10 senior outside, Miranda Falconer, a 5'5 senior setter, Carter Jurens, a 5'10 senior middle, Hannah Herzog, a 5'9 junior middle, and Paige McAreevy, a 5'6 senior defensive specialist. Huron Tigers head coach is Tyann Ulmer. Girls we expect on the floor, Deja Claggett, a 5'6 senior Outside, Samantha Meg Moradeth, a 5'9 junior middle. Kelsey Shuard, a 5'5 senior defensive specialist. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore libero. Allie Davis, 5'7 sophomore outside. Madison Hirschman, 5'4 senior serving specialist. Maddie Jurgens, a 5'2 junior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'11 junior right side. Hampton Hines, 5'8 senior center. And Kinsey Simmonsma, a 6-foot senior middle. And again, Ty Ulmer is the head coach of the Huron Tigers. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Officials are Gary Duffy of Volga and Terry Duffy of Brookings. Line judges are Stephanie Jetlin and also Jennifer Fuchs. They are the law on the court. And they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Watertown wearing their purple tops tonight with white numbers and letter and some white and gold trim on the sleeves. Huron wearing that, it's kind of that Penn State look, just plain white jerseys with black numbers. Then they have a little bit of that black fade going down the bottom of the sleeves. And then do have black letters and numerals. So ready to go. Both teams in the top five on the new media poll that came out today. Watertown at 4, Huron at 5. Watertown will have the opening serve as we are ready to play volleyball. Getting the lineup checks in first. After which, then you let the libero come in. We can do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Watertown won both of the lower levels, sweeping JV 2-0. I did not get a chance to get the set scores. And then in the sophomore match, went 3 with Watertown winning 2-1. That's why we're starting here about a little under 10 minutes late. Getting things underway for the Watertown Arrows is Miranda Falconer, left-handed serve. We're underway. Shuart, serve, receive. Hines will set across. Allie Davis tips up the middle in the campfire. Nobody home. And here on a quick 1-0 lead off the kill. Nicely placed. Nicely placed by Allie Davis, 1-0 Huron. Hampton Hines now to serve for Huron as we're just underway. Knuckleball serve. Watertown gets over to it. Left side going to be tipped across by Hauger. Here's the set. Davis will tap it to the back row. Dig by Johnston. Set to the left. Here's the hit cross court and Huron in the net. And we're tied at 1, just underway. Checking into the front row for Watertown is Emily Tischer. And back to serve is Emery Thury. Her parents were one time here on residents. Serve receive back row Hilton Hines. Bump it ahead and make more depth. We'll just tap it across. Back set, right side hit. Cross court, nice dig. Hilton Hines off the hit by Hauger. Left side hit. And dug out by Watertown. They'll back set. Come to the right side. Back row. Hilton Hines with the dig for Huron. In the middle. Allie Davis will hit up the middle. And tip by Watertown. And a kill for Huron. 2-1. Looked like it landed in anyway. But they called the tip. Pair of kills early on for Allie Davis. Maddie Jurgens into a serve for Huron. As Allie Davis will take a seat. 2-1 lead Huron. Nobody's had a run here. Of course, we're just underway. Serve receive back row Tischer. Back set, right side hit. Hit the antenna out. Hitting air for Herzog. And Huron up 3-1 in the early going. The Huron student body going with the Hawaiian theme tonight. Even a few grass skirts. Jurgens serves. Serve receive back row Tischer. Back set, right side hit. Herzog got a little wild again. This one goes cross court way out. Hitting air gives Huron a 4-1 lead. Jurgens looks to keep momentum going as Huron trying to get an early run. Serve to the corner goes wide right. Service air. First of the match, either team. And Watertown back within 4-2. Herzog now to serve for the Arrows. Goes to the corner to Juergens. Going to be bumped by Hines. Claggett left side into the net. Probably got a little wider than she would have liked, and Watertown pulls within 4-3 in set one. Herzog again on the serve for the Arrows. Serve back row, serve receive. Hilton Hines bumped ahead. Claggett left side, free balls it. Watertown, Hauger goes down to get it. Backline attack for Watertown. Blocked back by Magnordev. Not sure if that was net or block. Either way, it's a point for Huron at 5-3. I think that was just into the net on the backline attack by Emery Thury. Hilton Hines to serve. Libero, she's wearing a black top for Huron. Back row, serve, receive, Tischer. Bump in the middle. Here's the tip and kind of stabbed at by Hines and going to be tipped across by Claggett. Set to the left. The hit. Blocked at the net. Mackenzie Simmonsma with the block kill. Kenzie with her first kill, and Huron extends the lead back to 6-3. Hilton Hines serving to the Watertown Arrows. Serve back row. Floater picked up by Thury. Here's the back set. Right side off the mark. Nice save over there by Hauger to get it across. Set for Dreyer. Hit up the middle. Dug out by Watertown. Libero Pearson. Free ball to cross by the Arrows. Set to the left. Claggett up the middle. Punches it through the block. 7-3 Huron. Deja Claggett with her first kill. And Huron up four here early on. Hilton Hines serving again for the Huron Tigers. And goes wide right. In fact, didn't even make it across the net. Hit the antenna or the pin. Second service there against the Huron Tigers. 7-4. Huron leads by three. Serving for Watertown is Paige McCreary. To the corner, Claggett down on serve, receives, set in the middle, tipped across by Simmonsma, nice dig by Watertown, left side hit, drilled down the middle, Tischer gets the first kill of the night for Watertown, Arrows back within 7-5 in set one. In McCreary will serve, for Watertown. Back to the corner, Claggett on serve, receive, and nobody went after it. That'll be an ace, but really, serve receive wasn't the cleanest, but it was certainly playable for somebody, but that'll be an ace for Watertown. And they're back within one at 7-6. A little run here now for the Arrows. Grary back row, Juergens on serve, receive, set. Claggett will go with the tip over the block and didn't get it across the net. Watertown has rallied to tie it at 7, 4-0 run by Watertown. McCreary will try to give Watertown the lead. They have not led thus far in the set. Serve receive, Claggett goes down to a knee, bumped ahead by Hines. Dreyer, right side, goes long, and Watertown extends the run, 5-0. Arrows have their first lead of the set at 8-7. Curry hasn't been serving aggressively, but she's getting it across. And Huron just not serve receiving cleanly. There's one by Hilton Hines, though. Quick set across by Hampton. Watertown digs it out. Come off to the left side. Hit through the block. Kill for Tischer. And the run continues now for Watertown. It's 9-7 Arrows, and they're on a 6-0 run. All behind the serving here of Paige McCreary. Serve to the corner, Claggett. Goes straight up in the air. Juergens will send it ahead. Just going to be a free ball. Hampton Hines. Oh, nice throw over there, but Watertown digs it out and then goes wide right. Winding up was Tischer, but Huron finally breaks the run. They're back within 1-9-8. But Hampton Hines was a free ball, but she put something on it. Watertown struggled on the dig and never got the ball going in the right direction. Into the game for Huron to serve, Kelsey Schuart. Puts it into the back row, serve, receive, Pearson. Bump over pass and knocked in. I think that's a double hit on Huron, or illegal hit, either way. Looked like both Hines and Simmonsma went after it. Nobody really hit it cleanly. And at Watertown back up, 10-8 in set one. Eddie Johnston to serve for the Watertown Arrows. Back row going down to get it. Shuhart set across Claggett, left side, through the block, and eats up the back row. He had Johnston and Pearson kind of cross in front of each other. Claggett brings Huron back within one, 10-9. Kill number two for Deja. And Deja will step back and serve with Allie Davis back into the front row. Serve to the corner, serve received Johnston. Set by Falconer, right left side, and goes wide left, 30. With the hitting error, and here I'm back to tie it at 10. Yeah, Theory kind of patting herself on the number five, saying, yeah, I had a good look at that and just kind of sliced it. Tied at 10. Here on a chance to regain the lead with Claggett serving. Serve receive, back row Johnston. Falconer sets, here's the tip, cross court, kind of banged at, and Claggett a good recovery to get it across on the third hit. From the middle, the wind up, and Jurin's able to get it to float into the middle. Got through the block, just enough power, and then Carter Jurins finishes it off for the kill, and Watertown back up 11-10. Natalie Pearson to serve for Watertown. To the corner, Claggett on serve, receive, overpass, going to be dumped down by Thury. And Watertown takes advantage of the passing error, and they lead 12-10 in set one. Pearson again serving for Watertown. Back row, Claggett. Bumped ahead by Hilton Hines. Simmons might just going to free ball it. And, oh, shank there. A little indecision on Addie Johnston. I think she was kind of looking at her teammate Pearson, then decided to make a play at the last second and just misplayed it. Break for Huron. They'll get the point. 12-11 Watertown. Into the serve for the first time for Huron is Madison Hirschman. Serves a back row. Johnston down to get it. Kind of goes sideways. Third hit. Watertown will free ball. Claggett from the back row. Hines will set. Left side. Davis will tip. And Watertown able to save it. And they do get it across just inside the antenna. Quick set across Hines. Dug out by Watertown. Hit. Tigers get a block on it. Second hit attack by Davis. But Watertown ready. Left side. Here's the big hit. Claggett played it. Overpass, Watertown coming again. Quick set, Falconer, and she'll dump it in the middle. Huron shanked to the left. I think if Claggett lets that last hit go, it probably goes out. Instead, it's a quick set kill by the setter, Miranda Falconer, her first. And Watertown up 13-11 in set number one. Falconer back to serve, so Watertown's made a complete rotation. Falconer serving for the second time. Claggett from the back row. Back set. McMorrideth has it blocked at the net. Hines stays with it and punches it to the opposite corner. Watertown had kind of bunched in, and Hampton just went right to left. There was nobody home in the corner. First kill for Hampton. And here I'm back within one again at 13-12. Hampton Hines serving. Serve received Johnston. Pass ahead, Pearson, and nice play to get it across by Herzog. Here's the set. Meg Mardeff punches it through the middle. Sam with the kill to tie it at 13. And we have a timeout on the floor. Watertown tied at 13 in set one. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Jeff Duffy back at the Huron Arena. It's high school volleyball. We're in the first set. Neither team's had much of an advantage, and we're tied at 13 with Watertown burning their first time out. Both teams have had their own runs. Right now, Huron had some momentum. See if they can keep it here coming off the timeout. Serve back row. Serve receive Pearson. Bumped ahead, Falconer, just going to be a free ball by Hauger. And then Huron misplays it. Hauger just free balling it. Huron unable to get a hand on it, and Watertown regains the lead at 14-13. Tischer back into the front row for the Arrows of Watertown. Serving is Emery Thury. Emery back row, serve received, shanked by Davis. That'll be an ace for Thury. And Watertown goes up to 15-13. Second ace for the Watertown Arrows. Serve to the corner. Oh, that would have went out, but Hilton Hines made a play on it. I had the angle on that. Back-to-back aces by Emery Thury, and now Ulmer wants a timeout. Watertown, I believe this is their biggest lead of the first set, 3-16-13. Timeout here on. We'll take a timeout, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Serve receive off the timeout. Huron struggling. They'll just have to free ball it with Hampton Hines. Falconer with the set up the middle. The tip to the corner. Dug out. Hines to Hines. And going to be free balled up the middle. Allie Davis. Nice play by Pearson to save that. Left side Tischer. Dug out Hilton Hines. Hampton with the set. Davis up the middle. Through the block and shanked by Watertown. Allie Davis has three kills here in set one. And that breaks a 3-0 run by Watertown, and Huron within two at 16-14 in set one. Maddie Juergens to serve for the Huron Tigers. Serve back row, serve received by Pearson. Here's the quick set overpass and drop back by Claggett. Claggett alertly saw the ball was coming a little too high, and she'll knock it back for her third kill, and Huron within one, 16-15. Juergens again with the serve to the corner. Serve receive Tischer. Set back to Tischer. Her hit. And oh, thought it might go long, but a diving stab at it by Hilton Hines and could not get to it. Tischer with the kill. 17-15. That would have been close if Hilton would let it go, so you pretty much need to play it. Third kill for Tischer. And Watertown back up to 17-15. And illegal alignment on the Huron Tigers. Somebody moving at the time of the serve, and Watertown back up by three at 18-15. Down official telling who moved or what the situation was, still kind of explaining it to Hampton Hines. Well, we're still having a question there, so, well, we'll get this all sorted out, but illegal alignment called and somebody moving at the time of the serve. They're still doing some pointing, and Ulmer kind of standing there on the sideline wondering what the call, what exactly you're seeing. And I don't think Huron's really agreeing with it right now. But Huron called out of alignment, and that came right off the serve. Herzog patiently waiting with the ball on her hip. She wants to serve again, but till we get the alignment mess sorted out. And now, I don't, yep, Ulmer is not in agreement with the official. He's looking at his card, and then Ulmer just said, well, yeah, look at that. So, illegal alignment, that's one of the hardest things to keep track of sometimes. And are we going to go replay? Yep, we're going to go replay. So, a mulligan, and serving again is Herzog. No reaction at all from Bellum there on the Watertown bench after all of that. Huron sets, hit by Claggett, drops it in on the line, and Huron back within one, 17-16. Fourth kill for Deja. And Huron back within one. Serving is Hilton Hines for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve receive for Thury. Set in the middle, the hit punched through by Juergens. Excuse me, that was Herzog. No, I go back. That was Jurens. I'm getting those girls mixed up. Second kill for Jurens. And Watertown back up to 18-16. McCrary is in to serve again for Watertown. Had a nice run her first time there. Serve receive, back row, Claggett. Going to be bumped ahead to Deja off the left side. Down the middle, dumps it in front of Pearson. You're on again within one, 18-17. Claggett now with five kills to lead everybody in that category. Kelsey Shuard on to serve and play back row as Dreyer comes off for the Huron Tigers. Serve back row, serve receive Pearson, set to the left. They hit, blocked back by Simmonsman. Nice dig under there by Watertown. Then Watertown will tap it across. Great dig by 30. Set the tip by Simmonsman. Again, 30 is there. Quick set by Watertown, and Falconer caught here on flat-footed and hit the campfire. Huron did get one hand on it, but didn't get it anywhere. Second kill, both on those quick sets for Falconer. And Watertown again up by two, 19-17. Johnston serving. Serve receive Shuart goes sideways. Claggett able to get to it. Free balled by Hines. Watertown can set it up. Back set. Right side hit. Herzog. Partially blocked by Huron. Set for Claggett. Her hit down the middle. Got by Johnston. Claggett with the hot hand for Huron right now. Huron back within one. 19-18. Six kills for Deja Claggett. 19-18. We're in set one. Neither team's had much of an advantage. I don't think anybody's led by more than three in this first set. Serve back to the corner. Johnston lets it go. It's out. Not by much, but the limbo worked by Johnston. Service error by Claggett. Third service error in Huron. Watertown doesn't have any. Arrows up two, 20-18 in set one. Pearson with the serve. And, oh, Huron had the Red Sea split in the back there. Claggett moved away, and the right back moved away, and an easy ace for Pearson. And Watertown, a three-point lead, 21-18. Huron timeout. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
12 states. Lumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Lumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Lumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and
95.3 FM. Huron has burned both timeouts. Watertown still has one in their pocket. Arrows leading here, 21-18. Ever since Arrows took the lead at about 8-7, it just seems like Huron's just been in catch-up mode. They kept it close, but can't get over the top. And there's the first service error for Watertown. It caught the top of the tape and would not go over. A break for Huron. Service error for Pearson. And Huron back within two, 21-19. And on to serve is Hirschman for the Huron Tigers. Hirschman drills it back row. Johnston down to get it. Falconer, quick set across, blocked by Meg Moradeth. Huron will set it again. Left side, big hit, went off the Huron block. Kill for Thury. And Watertown again up two, 22-19, trying to finish off this first set. Hauger into the front row for Watertown. Stepping back to serve is the setter, Falconer, and Hilton Hines back in at her libero position for Huron. Falconer, setter, and a lefty. Play by Claggett, back row, bumped up, and just going to be a free ball by Davis. Watertown can set it up. Falconer sets to the left. 30 goes way long. And Huron keeps pace, down 22-20 in set one. Hampton Hines on to serve for Huron. Down two. Hines with the serve. Serve receive. Back row Johnston. Falconer Pitt sends it ahead. Here's the tip and blocked at the net and just threw off the back row. Kill for Hauger. Didn't have a lot on it, but it came off Meg Moradeth, and then Hampton Hines right behind her was kind of leaning left and it went to the right. Hauger with her third kill and Watertown 2 points away at 23-20. Serve a back row by Thury. Set in the middle, Meg Moradeth into the net. And we're at set point, Watertown 24-20. I believe this is the first time anybody has led by 4 points in the set. Set point. Emery Thury serves. Back row, Claggett. Set across Davis. Will dump it cross court. Nice dig over there by Hauger. She'll deliver it back. Dug out by Claggett. Set for Davis again. Davis will tip into the back row. Played by Pearson. Set up the middle. They hit through the block. Kill for Thury. Or excuse me, Hauger. And Watertown takes set one. The final in set one. Watertown 25 here on 20. Timeout 2 minutes. Back with set number two on Dakota Sports.
Huron thanks everyone for their business in July. Now that August is here, it's time to get ready for the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Crossroads will be there at their fairgrounds building with vehicle displays, cold water, and more. Crossroads will also sponsor the Friday night entertainment and just may have a few tickets to give away for the show. Prostrello Motor Sales in Huron thanks you for your business and have a great time at the big one, the South Dakota State Fair.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Your doctor says surgery, but who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We head to set two. Watertown up one set to none. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Arrows win that first set 25-20. And that 25-25 points, that was the biggest lead either team had in the set. Into set one, Pierre defeated Mitchell in that first set 25-16. Mitchell is up in set two at this point. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So there again, a fairly tight set, but once Watertown took the lead there, and I think that again was at 9-8 or 8-7. I don't think they ever gave up the lead, but Huron just hung in there until Watertown able to pull away in the last 5 points. We start set two. Hampton Hines serving for Huron. Serve receive back row McRavy. We'll get it back in the middle. Hit across by Johnston. Huron handles it. Hines sets. Make more depth through the block. Huron leads 1-0. Sam McMorradeff picks up her second kill of the night. And here on a 1-0 lead to open scoring here in set number two. Hampton Hines serving. And that'll be an ace as it kind of ate up McGarry in the back row. 2-0 here on. Believe, yes, that is the first ace of the night for the Huron Tigers. Hines serving. McRae again, the hands of that one. Set across to the left side. Hit. Looked like that came off the antenna. But they say no, and it rolls over. And that'll be a kill for Watertown. I believe that was 30 with the kill. Boy, it looked like it hit the antenna, but they say no. 2-1 lead. Serve back row, serve received Davis. Here's the set. The hit through the block, but dug out by Watertown. Set, left side hit, blocked again by Meg Morideth. Sam off to a strong start here in set number two. She has a pair of kills. And Huron goes up 3-1 in set two. Then Madison Juergens serving for the Huron Tigers. Juergens will sail it back row into the net. Nope, not in the back row. Service error, 3-2. Watertown back within one. First service error this set, fourth total. Serve in the back row, 30. Hilton Hines down to get it. Punched ahead, free ball to cross. May make more a death. Falconer sets, back set, right side hit, cross court, and that eats up Hines. Kill for Hauger, she has five. We're tied at three in set two. Watertown preparing to serve. Emery Thury in the back row now. Back row, Hilton Hines, Hampton sets for Meg Morideth, dug out by Falconer. Punched ahead, come off the left side, Tischer. Claggett there with the dig. Set. Free ball into the back row. Off of the back row player. That'll be a kill for Hampton Hines. Hampton picks up her second kill. And you're on back up. 4-3. Serve again by Hilton Hines. Hilton back row. Serve received for Tischer. Back set. Right side hit. Blocked at the net. Claggett. Here's the set. The tip by Simmonsma, dug out by Watertown. Left side, the hit, blocked at the net. Simmonsma again. Here's the tip, this time by Hauger. Huron gets over to it. Free ball to cross top of the net by Hines. Right side hit this time. Simmonsma blocks it again. But Watertown keeps coming. Off the left side, the hit goes long. Hitting air, Tischer. Long volley. Huron blocked well. And they get a 5-3 lead here in set two. Hilton Hines preparing to serve for the Huron Tigers. Serve back row, serve receive Tischer. Set right back to her, hit cross court right in front of Juergens. Emily Tischer with her fourth kill. Watertown back within one at 5-4 in set two. Serving for Watertown, libero Natalie Pearson. Serve to the corner, serve receive, Hilton Hines set in the middle. The tip by Simmonsma, got it through the block, muscled it past Juergens. Simmonsma gives Huron a two-point lead again at 6-4. Kenzie picks up her second kill. Shuhart to serve for the Huron Tigers. She's in. Dreyer is out of the front row. Shuhart puts it back row, going down to get it 30. Bumped ahead Falconer, Tischer from the left side into the net. Four-hit attack Watertown, and Huron up 3-7-4 in set two. And nobody's really been able to get a real big run out of this. Best one was about a 5-0 by Watertown in the first set. Back set, right side hit. Dumped down in the middle, nobody home. Hauger with her sixth kill. And Watertown back within 2-7-5. McGarry back into the game. She'll serve and play back row for Watertown. She has served very well for the Arrows tonight. McGarry back row. Hilton Hines. Hampton will bump it ahead from the middle. Claggett pops it back row. 30 down to get it. Back set across. Tipped up in the air. Second hit, and Watertown will set it up. To the left side, the hit through the block. Nice save, Hilton Hines. But then Hampton can't get it across. Going to give the kill there to Hauger. Although that was a great save in the back row by Hilton Hines. Watertown, though, within one at 7-6. Arrows trying to tie it up. McGarry again serves this one into the net. We're on back up 2-8-6. Second service error against Watertown. Cleggett will step back to serve. Allie Davis into the front row for Huron. Cleggett will put it to the corner. McCrary goes out to her right to get over to that one. Left side hit. Block. Simmonsma went and stuffed Tischer. Second block kill for Kenzie Simmonsma. And Huron goes up 9-6. Second three-point lead of the set for Huron. Cleggett, back row, serve receive Pearson. Set to the left, and that one tipped in the back row. Huron can't dig it out. Tischer with another kill. She's got five. 9-7. Tischer and Hauger, I may be mixing them up a little bit just because the names are a little bit alike and they kind of look alike when you're way up here in the third floor like we are at the arena. Serve back row, serve receive Schuart. Bump blocked back by Watertown. Huron gets control over the net, tipped over and into the net was Watertown. Well, you had Hampton Hines battling a girl about 4 inches taller and she won the battle with Jurens. 10-7, Huron again up by three as Hampton Hines picks up her third kill. Hirschman on to serve for Huron. Back row shanked in the back row by Pearson. She cut in front of McCrary. And Huron goes up four, 11-8 off the ace by Hirschman. Timeout Watertown, Huron up four in set two. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Hirschman off the timeout serves. McCrary from the back row set across left side 30 with the tip. And in the net was Huron. Net call in Huron. I think 30 would have got the tip anyway. And Watertown back within 3, 11-8. That four-point lead there right before the timeout. That was the largest Huron's had in either of their games. Watertown serving with Jurens. Back row serve received Cleggett. Here's the set. The tip to the corner just wide left. McMorrideth had the right idea. But took it wide, I guess, to my left, but to her right. Out, and it's 11-9. Watertown back within two. Jurens again on the serve. Serves it long. Cleggett let it go. Good decision. Here on back up three, 12-9. Second service error against Watertown. Third of the match. I see they're all on... Well, that's not the right place to go up there. Jurens with her first service error. Huron getting control of the ball. Left side, Davis will just tip it over the block. Falconer sets to the left, 30, cross court, and got through the block. Davis couldn't get over to it. 30 with the kill, her third kill. And Watertown back within two at 12-10. Into the front row for Watertown is Hauger, and stepping back to serve is Falconer. Leave Dryers into the front row for Huron. Serve, Cleggett goes down to get it. Set, McMorrideth into the net. Try to run that quick offense, and Sam just didn't get off her feet in time, and Watertown is pulled within 12-11 in set two. Falconer serving. Back row, Davis on serve, receive, set back to Allie. Her hit up the middle through the block, dug out by Pearson. From the left side, here's the big hit by 30. Hilton Hines able to handle that one. Davis will hit it too long. Davis thought she had the block coming and was trying to go high hands, but the block really wasn't there. And Watertown has rallied to tie it at 12. Watertown looking for their first lead, I believe, here in set number two. And they're up one set to none. Falconer serving. Played by Claggett. Pass ahead by Davis. Just going to be a free ball. Hampton Hines. Falconer with the set. Back set. Right side hit. Hauger. And, oh, nice recovery by Hampton Hines. And Hilton will free ball it. Here comes Watertown again. From the middle this time, the tip through Hampton Hines. Hannah Herzog gets her first kill. And Watertown has their first lead of set two, 13-12. Falconer serving as Watertown on a nice roll, I believe 5-0. Serve goes wide right. Watertown so good on their serving in the first set, but now they've had, what, three service errors here in the second set, four total. We're tied at 13 in set two. Maddie Juergens to serve for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve receive Pearson. Back set, right side hit 30. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Claggett, left side, tip. Kind of saved by Hauger, but then nobody was back there to dig it out. Hauger blocked it, then kept it alive, but nobody was there. Claggett will get her first kill of this set, seventh total, and here I'm back up 14-13. Juergens serving. Serve receive back row overpass. Huron will play it. Hines will back set. Dreyer on the right side into the net. Said it was blocked. Back set Claggett left side. Pops it back row. Played by Johnston. Sent ahead by Pearson. Free balled by Hauger. Here comes Huron again. Set in the middle. Claggett has it blocked at the net. Ricochets around and Watertown will play it. Now get it back to Huron. A lot of action at the net. Quick set by Hines. Watertown will settle it down. Left side 30. Wings and knocks it down the middle. Tied at 14. Emery 30 with the kill. She's got four kills total, three in this set. That will bring Tisher into the front row for Watertown. And back to serve is Emery 30. 30, Hilton Hines from the back row. Set across. Claggett will just one hand tip it. Watertown can set it up here. Backline attack 30 and played by Hilton Hines. Overpass and Watertown tried to tip it over and just, I think it was Herzog, just mistimed her jump and then didn't get anything on it. And Watertown got all three hits but never got close to getting it over the net. Here on back up 15-14 in set two. Hilton Hines serving. To the corner, serve, receive, 30. Falconer sets from the middle, blocked at the net, Simmonsma. Back set, left side hit, and up the middle, Hilton Hines, a nice dig. Here's Claggett off the left side, up the middle, nice play by 30. Left side, the hit by Tisher. Here on Watertown, trying to get it, now being a legal hit on Simmonsma. Simmonsma blocked it, then it came down as she tried to kind of hit it off her belly, and ball came to rest. We're tied at 15. Again, staying tight, just like the first set did. Watertown pulled away right at the end to win 25-20. Claggett, back row. Here's the set. Simmonsma finds the corner. Nobody home. And here on back up, 16-15. Kinsey Simmonsma with four kills. Two off attack, two off blocks. That brings Shuard into a serve. Dreyer comes off the floor. Shuard up the middle, played by Thury. Falconer. Back sets, right side, Hauger. Tigers dig it out. Claggett left side, through the block. Deja Claggett with her eighth kill. And here on up, 17-15. Here on back up by two, and Shuhart serving to the Watertown Arrows. Looked left, but went right. Kind of a sleight of hand. Overpass, Claggett knocks it back, but dug out by 30, but they can't play it off the net. Boy, that was an interesting serve by Shuart. She was looking left and almost blindly set it to the right. They did dig it out, but on the overpass, Claggett knocked it back. And here on up 3, 18-15. Serve back row, 30 on serve receive. Set to the left, punched across. Shuart is there. Set across. Here's the hit. Claggett blocked at the net. And Watertown gets one back, 18-16. Couldn't tell if it was blocked or it just didn't get over the net. In any case, it's a point for the Arrows, and they're back within 2-18-16. Paige McGrary on the serve for Watertown. 18-16 here on leading in set two, trying to tie it up. Back row, serve receives Schuhart. Hines will set across, Claggett up the middle, nice dig 30. Punched ahead by Falconer, going to be free-balled by Tischer. Quick set across, Hines, and misplayed at the net by Jurens. Jurens thought she had help going to the left and said Hines will get the kill, and Huron up 19-16 in set two. Hines now with four kills, three in this set. Claggett serving, and that brings Allie Davis into the front row for Huron. Serve to the corner, serve receive McCrary. Set to the left, the hit off the top of the net, dug out by Schuhart. Set across, Davis with the two-hand tip up the middle. Nice dig, 30, third hit. They'll free ball it with Tischer. Nice play, 30. Back set, Simmonsma with the hit, blocked at the net by Hauger. Watertown keeps it alive, hit by Tischer. Dug out by Claggett. Third hit will be free balled. Hilton Hines, both teams making some digs here. Overpass Watertown, and Watertown into the net as Davis went to hit it back. Here on up 4, 20-16. Boy, had some pretty athletic digs on both sides of the net. Here on, though, a four-point lead, 20-16 in set two. Back row, serve, receive. Pearson set up the middle, hammer blocked at the net, kept alive, free balled. Watertown will play it again. To the left, free ball across again, this one by Tischer. Set, quick set across Hines. Falconer with the quick set and the campfire. Hines tried it and Falconer completed it. Both setters doing the quick set thing. 20-17, Watertown back within three. Serving for the Arrows is Addie Johnston. She'll play some back row as well. Set to the left. Davis will just punch it across. Watertown. Falconer will set it up from the middle. They head up the middle. Jurens. Nice dig. Hilton Hines. Set into the back row. Davis. Watertown on the attack. To the left. 30 with the hit. Through the blear on block. And Watertown within two at 20-18. 30 with the kill. She's got four in this set, five total. Huron, a timeout as Watertown has shaved the lead to two. 20-18, Huron leading. Each team's used a timeout. We'll take a break. 30 on Dakota Sports.
G is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Watertown on a bit of a rally here. They pulled within 20-18 here in set two. Watertown up one set to none. Each team now has used a timeout. And serving is Addie Johnston. Back row, serve receives Schuart, goes cross, and Simmonsma on the tried to save it from going out and just kind of lost track of it. Serve receive, though, was not clean. That'll be an ace for Addie Johnston. And Watertown on a 3-0 run, they pulled within 20-19. Serve, and that will eat up. Hilton Hines in the back row. Ace Watertown. We're tied at 20. Johnston with two aces in this service. And Watertown looking to regain the lead. Serve back row. Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set. Simmonsma had a block at the net. Watertown third hit. We'll get it across. Bump to the left. Davis left side through the block, dug out by Pearson, set to the left, 30 with the tip and came off of Schuhart. Got it over the block and to the right of Schuhart. And Watertown has rallied a 5-0 run to take the lead, 21-20. Emery Thurry's had a big set here. I got her for five kills in this set, six total. Johnston serving and, oh, just stayed on the Watertown side of the net. Hit the top of the tape. and then stayed over, that would have been, it was either going to be a service error and ace, because nobody was going to play it. Service ace, that is the fourth of this set on Watertown, and we're tied at 21. Race to 25 is on. Hirschman serving. Hirschman back row. McRary will play it. Back set, right side hit. Jurens up the middle. Claggett with the dig. Set for Davis, left side. Goes to the corner. Was there a touch? There was not. Watertown leads 22-21. And a Watertown girl kind of fan away from it. And they did say no touch. And Watertown up 22-21. On the serve now for Watertown is Jurens. Claggett from the back row. Hines to set. Davis left side, punches it up the middle. Nice dig back there, Johnston. Left side hit, big windup, blocked by Meg Moradeth. Tipped across by Watertown, here on controls. Set Davis, left side, two-end tip up the middle. McRaby there. Set to the left, the hit. Thurry just got it over the net, ricocheted back by Davis. Here comes Thurry again, left side, and dumps it in front of Claggett. And Watertown up 23-21. Huron going to burn their final timeout. 30 has been a handful in the front row. Here on timeout, Watertown 2 points away from taking the set. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Watertown now on a roll. It's a 6-1 run by the Arrows. They're 2 points away here in set two. Back row, Shuhart. Set across, Davis left side. Into the net or blocked at the net. Either way, Watertown gets the point. Nope. Four-hit attack on Huron, and Watertown at set point 24-21. They were down 20-16, now up 24-21. Serve back row. Claggett on serve receive. Quick set by Hines. Watertown is ready. Falconer sets. 30 finds the corner, and Watertown rallies to win. Set number two, 25-21. They outscore Huron 9-1 to end set two. Watertown up two sets to none. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes, back here to the arena on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.